Like to call this May 13th, 2024, regular board meeting at the Hamilton Education Center Boardroom at 6:00 PM to order. Roll call.
Mrs. Varney?
Yes.
Mrs. Clark?
Yes.
Mr. Shudi?
Yes.
Mr. Ober?
Yeah. Please stand for pledge allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Please remain standing. We lost a fixture to this school district. I'm gonna have Mark say his name because I can't pronounce his last name, but Carl.
Yeah, Carl Jankowski.
He's been around so long that that chair has his name on it. He was always here when he was healthy, and after, you know, his health kind of let him down, he always tried to make something over here during the daytime or whatever. So I'd like to give a moment of silence for Carl. Oath of office. You're up.
Michael.
And you guys can get up and take pictures any way you want to do it.
If you would raise your right hand. Do you, Terry Parks, solemnly swear that you will support the Constitution of the United States of America, the Constitution of the State of Ohio, and that you will perform faithfully your duties as a member of the Board of Education of the Hamilton Local School District, Franklin County, Ohio, to the best of your ability and in accordance with the laws now in effect and hereafter to be enacted during your continuance in office?
I do.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Well, you can, or you guys can take pictures for a second if you'd like. We'll just proceed? Okay. Yes, you're official now, so.
Okay, need a motion to adopt the agenda? Need a second?
Second.
Roll call.
Mrs. Parks?
Yes.
Mrs. Varney?
Yes.
Mrs. Clark?
Yes.
Mr. Shudi?
Yes.
Mr. Ober?
Yes. Okay, we're gonna start off with board reports. Mrs.
Sorry about public participation.
I just skipped that altogether.
Okay. Well, Brian has one, though, that he has to do, so, sorry.
We have public participation.
So per federal requirements to receive IDEA Part B funds, we have had this on the website for a couple weeks now. We're allowing public comments on the expenditure of the IDEA Part B funds.
Do we have any comments?
Yes, congratulations, Mr. Parks.
Okay, is that all?
Yeah, unless someone else wants to do public participation.
Okay, do we have any other public participation? Do we have any filled out?
No.
Okay, that's why I thought there wasn't any, because I didn't see anything filled out. Mrs. Park, would you like to give your first report and introduce your family, your friends, and everything about you? Let me get started here. I'm going to take notes. Okay.
Terry Park, so excited to be here. I'm excited to be able to serve my community in this capacity. I am the proud mother of three former Rangers, Kahar and Akil Fletcher. I'm a current Ranger, Naya, and my godson, Jediah. So I bleed Ranger, right? I'm excited to be in this position because of the seeds that were planted into my sons and into my children. So this is an opportunity for me to serve on a different side of being a Ranger proud mom. In the audience today, I have a bunch of people, they're all family. I have my mom, Janie, I have my dad, John.
Oh, wait a minute, where's mom at?
Mom. Papa, John, Kahar, Nikhil, Naya, Jediah, my godson. I have sisters, plural, Nicole, Patrice, Tammy, Kara, Kendra, and Stacy. And then I have a bonus daughter, Miss Adrian, who is here with Kahar. I come from the Ohio Department of Medicaid, where we are really taking on some initiatives to help with Ohio RISE, which is to help kind of seal the gap between multiple agencies for our youth who are in the community. I am also a mental health first aid instructor, so we know that there is a rise in mental health challenges of our youth today. So I'm excited to bring my Medicaid piece and my mental health piece to the board to make sure that, again, our kids are getting the services and the care that they need in our community. Thank you.
Let's go around the hall.
I would add that our sons are brilliant students at
Hey, Mrs. Varney.
Went to prom on Saturday. It was fantastic. I will say that Chelsea Snyder and Jenna Berry did an amazing job. No issues at all. Everyone was there, looked like they were having a great time. We enjoyed canes after as a late night snack. I thought that was really cool. I think the kids had a great time. It was nice to see all of them dressed up and just having a good time together. So that's my report for now.
Okay. Mrs. Clark?
Welcome to the board. I just want to start by saying that I'm excited to have you on the board. I cannot believe it is May 13th and that we are wrapping up this school year. It really just feels like this one went really fast, but it's been a great year and so many successes and so many things to grow, to continue to grow on. So I don't really have much of a report other than just to say I'm really excited that we've ended the year just as strong as we started it.
Yeah, Mr. Schutte.
Yeah, I believe I would just like to welcome Terry. It's going to be a pleasure. And some new ideas, and I think she's going to do really well here.
That it?
That's it for me.
All right, buddy. A couple things. Been talking about this for quite a while, but now I'm looking at a herd of people, and I don't know if we can feed them off. In the past, you know, we spent a lot of time away from our families, doing the things that we do, and I've known some of the families, but other districts have get-togethers, and so we're going to have a pizza get-together down in Circleville. Every one of you is invited, and it's just to get to know each other. Ms. Fark, I really didn't know anything about you. I didn't know if you was married or, you know, anything, you know. So we're going to have this, and according to the Sunshine Laws of Ohio, we will not be talking about anything political. Nothing. This is just get to know each other, and that's it. So, you know, you, husbands and wives, kids are more than welcome. Okay? The other thing is, I think we are, if not the only school that has given Veterans Day off.
Maybe one of very few.
And the reasoning behind that is that our veterans today, the miracles that our field doctors can do and the survival rate that our soldiers and our Navy service personnel, you know, they get to come home, and some of them will never be the same. And so we decided, since we work so much with the military, that we should show them respect on Veterans Day. And so we are going to take, the students are going to have Veterans Days off. And the other thing, and what this is leading into, is that Memorial Day weekend, we have done two things pretty special here. One is putting flags on graves at St. Joseph Cemetery for deceased veterans. And, you know, the veteran organizations are, those folks are getting kind of old. Hell, they're in their 70s. And they can't get around that well. And so we kind of depend on our young people to keep that tradition and that respect going. The other thing is, you may have heard in your community young men and women playing taps on Memorial Day. And that's our students. So we've been doing it for 14 years now. So if you happen to see young men and women with buglers standing on a corner, you know, give it 90 seconds and you'll see something that will make you very proud. Cool. So if we have volunteers to put the flags on the graves, it will be 5 o'clock at the chapel at St. Joseph Cemetery. When you pull into the cemetery, you can see where the chapel's at. 5 o'clock Friday and 9 o'clock Saturday morning. We have a section that we do. There are 10,000 veterans buried in that cemetery. So years ago, we used to do the whole cemetery. But after the World War II veterans started passing, it's just the number has really gotten large. So if you can volunteer, we cannot get into the cemetery until 5 o'clock Friday. They won't permit us to come in earlier than that. And, you know, it's something that you might want to do with some of your younger children. To show them how we honor the people that's gotten us where we're at so far. Mrs. Park, I'm sure that it's going to be, I'm looking for the words, and I think it's going to be okay. I think you're going to bring a lot to the board, and I'm looking forward to it. You got me for 3 more years.
3 years, that's it.
That's it.
All right, let's ride this car.
Now, the person that used to sit in that chair was my daughter-in-law. And you can take up where she left off, because if I started talking too much, she would simply say, shut up. and it really works.
She probably has experience.
So, yes, the school year has really went fast. Actually, the older you get, I think the faster, you know, things do go. So that's my lengthy report. And do we have a legislative report?
Nothing at this time.
Okay. Do we have a student? No. Okay. All right. So we're going to move on to treasurer's report.
So there are a lot of items on the financial programs. And I'll just quickly hit some of the highlights. Minutes and financial report is as always. The waive pay to participate fees and student fees. We normally do that just for the next year. The way they are worded here, you will not have to do that annually. These fees will just be gone from this point moving forward, unless we find ourselves in financial difficulties. Breakfast and lunch price approval. These are the same prices, other than for all of the student prices are the same. ODE/DO did require us to raise adult lunch prices to $4.25. The technology fee, same price as current year. Forecast is on the agenda for your approval, and I will go into a little more detail here in a second. Approval of various approval of our property and casualty insurance and liability insurance is on the agenda. We use the Ohio School Plan and would like to continue to do so. Also have on approval of replacing staff computers at a cost of $198,000 with an appropriation amendment to allow for that as well. And then moving on to the forecast highlights. So I'm just going to quickly go over. So this is the May forecast, which is a revision of the November forecast. So I'm going to highlight some of the differences from the November forecast. I did not significantly increase the public utility tax valuation. I did mention that data centers tend to increase valuation for electric utilities, but wanted to wait and see what the actual 2023 taxable value was. We actually had the highest increase in the state of Ohio with all of the work that they did. We ended up with a 98% increase in public utility taxable value. Last year we brought in $717,000. This year we'll bring in $1.1 million, and next year it will increase to $1.5 million. And still on the revenue side, I had mentioned this earlier, but we received a one-time payment of $1.2 million from the state of Ohio, and that has to deal with them having to provide us additional American Rescue Plan dollars. And then on the all other operating revenues, that is starting to increase. In FY26, it should be roughly $900,000 higher. A lot of that has to deal with Google payments finally beginning, the payment in lieu of taxes beginning in the first part of 2025. On the expenditure side, the only thing really of note, and I mentioned this back in October or November, I believe, November, the increase of $1.05 million in other objects, it's really not an increase. In past years, this is the ESC deduction for our costs for subs, for aides, that type of cost. That actually is deducted from our state foundation funding, and we get a net revenue then. In the past, we had deducted that from our state revenue, whereas it should have been an expenditure. So now the expenditures increase and the revenues are actually a little higher, so it bumps up both numbers. And that's about all I have on the forecast and the financial programs.
All right. Section 7, we need a motion to approve the financial programs.
So moved.
We have a second. Any questions or comments?
I just want to thank Mr. Wilson for his thorough explanations, mm-hmm. and like even just being able to have this in front of me is very valuable. I really appreciate it. It makes me feel very confident about what I'm looking at and understand. I understand it way more than I ever used to, so thank you.
Thank you. You know, you said exactly
he's
what I was going to say.
He's setting the bar high now. Yeah, he's set the bar high now. So.
Folks, we never got things like this. You know, this is brand new
he
for us.
He anticipates every question. Like, I never have to. I used to have so many questions, but I feel like you probably think I don't look at it, but I do. I just don't have any questions. It's all very clear, so thank you.
So, yeah, it's pretty thorough. Seeing no questions or comments, roll call.
Mrs. Parks.
Yes.
Mrs. Varney.
Yes.
Mrs. Clark?
Yes.
Mr. Schutte?
Yes.
Mr. Ober?
Yes. Okay, moving along. Yeah, tell a report there. Educational programs. No, I'm missing one. Superintendent's report.
Yeah, thank you, President Ober. Just a couple things tonight. The first one is really exciting. I was tempted to do another presentation on it this evening, but we just did a presentation on this last time, so I figured I'd just make it my superintendent's report. So obviously we unveiled about a month ago our teacher education program satellite that will be operating in the high school next year. Very excited about that. And Mrs. Jablonka kind of alluded that maybe the year after that, we might be bringing on an additional satellite. Well, just a few days after that report, we started to hear some things from the ESC, or excuse me, not the ESC, but our career center. It was really due to a staffing change that they had over there, but they reached out to us and they said, hey, what if we started that next year? We couldn't say yes fast enough. So really excited to point out, next year, instead of having one Career Center satellite, we're now going to have two. The second satellite program is the multimedia design program. This is really, they chose us for this because of the technology that we have in our high school, of all things for our scoreboard that was part of that package. It's really state-of-the-art stuff, and they're going to do like a broadcasting program from there. This will be a true satellite program. So the one that we have for the teacher education program is for our students only. It's a senior only program for next year. That will grow, but this one will be a true junior senior program. It will include students from other districts, obviously our students as well. Like, this is the real deal. Again, you heard me talk about this last month. This is something we've been chasing for a long time. Due to our size and you know, just relatively small student numbers, we typically don't have an ADM to support such a thing. But we do now, and it's extremely exciting. So just a great opportunity to bring to our kids. It goes along with what the board has asked of me since I got in this job, is to continue the concept of the three E's. This is probably the most significant jump we've made in a while, so really excited about it. I want to give a big shout out to Mr. O'Hearn and his team, Mrs. Jablonka, our partners at Career Center, Tennyson Varney, our Director of Workforce Development, did a hell of a job, did a very good job with this. I'm excited. Mm-hmm. Mrs. Wills, and then our high school guidance staff just did outstanding work on this, so my appreciation. Lastly, board members, I just want to point out a couple really important dates coming up. The big one, of course, is graduation, which is a week from tomorrow, so 21st. Of course, it's over at World Harvest in Canal Winchester. Be there at 6 p.m. The ceremony starts at 7. They ask you to get there just a little bit in advance, obviously. It can be really difficult with traffic, parking, things like that. So get there, they'll have your robes for you. You'll be all set to go. So just try to arrive at it a little early. And then this week, on Thursday, if you're able to make it, and for those of you that work, obviously I understand you're not able to make it, but those of you that can, we're going to do our annual tour of the Board of Education. We'll go building the building, wish our staffs a happy summer. And that will begin right here in this room at 11:45 on Thursday. So if you're able to join us for that, we'll go to all the buildings and we'll complete probably just after 2 o'clock. And that concludes my report. Thanks, President Obert.
Okay. I want to apologize for the phone. I thought I had it shut off. Educational programs, we need a motion on items number 9 and plus. Any questions or comments? Hearing none, roll call.
Mrs. Parks?
Yes.
Mrs. Barney?
Yes.
Mrs. Clark?
Yes.
Mr. Schutte?
Yes.
Mr. Obert?
Yes. Number 10, personnel administrative. We need a motion. Alrighty. Any questions or comments? Hearing none. Roll call.
Mrs. Parks?
Yes.
Mrs. Barney?
Yes.
Mrs. Clark?
Yes.
Mr. Schutte?
Yes.
Mr. Obert?
Yes. Need a motion to approve personnel certified?
Second.
Any questions or comments?
No.
Hearing none, roll call.
Mrs. Parks?
Yes.
Mrs. Barney?
Yes.
Mrs. Clark?
Yes.
Mr. Schutte?
Yes.
Mr. Obert?
Yes. Okay. Okay, need a motion for personnel certified?
You got item 12.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Item 12.
Second.
Any comments? Hearing none. Roll call.
Mrs. Parks?
Yes.
Mrs. Barney?
Yes.
Mrs. Clark?
Yes.
Mr. Schutte?
I'm staying.
Mr. Obert?
Yes. Okay, 13, personnel certified.
So moved.
Need a second.
Second.
Any questions? Roll call.
Mrs. Parks?
Yes.
Mrs. Barney?
Abstain.
Mrs. Clark?
Yes.
Mr. Schutte?
Yes.
Mr. Obert?
Yes. 14 personnel certified. Need a motion?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Any questions? Hearing none, roll call.
Mrs. Parks?
Yes.
Mrs. Barney?
Yes.
Mrs. Clark?
Yes.
Mr. Schutte?
Yes.
Mr. Obert?
Abstain. Number 15, personnel certified confidential.
So moved.
Second.
Any questions? Roll call.
Mrs. Parks?
Yes.
Mrs. Barney?
Yes.
Mrs. Clark?
Yes.
Mr. Schutte?
Yes.
Mr. Obert?
Yes. 16, need a motion on personnel classified.
So moved.
Second.
Any questions or comments?
Mr. Obert, if I could, real quick, we have a retirement on here, and then there was a retirement back in 11 as well. And just briefly, I'd like to wish a very happy retirement to Chris Altacan. He's been a teacher in our elementary school for a good long while. Love Chris, great lady, and we wish her the best. And then Junior Kendrick, Robert Kendrick on here, which is news to probably everybody sitting over here. Junior is retiring. Boy, that guy's a Ranger through and through. Honestly, he's been so conflicted about it. Like, he's been walking around here like half in tears, but it's time for him. He's put in his years and moving on. So I want to wish both of them a really happy retirement. Thank you.
All righty. Need a motion for personnel classified?
I've got it.
You got it?
Yeah, I just need a roll call on that. 17.
17?
Or 16.
Yeah, I'm on 17.
I still need a roll call on 16.
You need a roll call on 16?
Yeah.
Roll call.
Mrs. Parks?
Yes.
Mrs. Varney?
Yes.
Mrs. Clark?
Yes.
Mr. Schutte?
Yes.
Mr. Obert?
Yes.
I know it. I'm sorry. Heck with you.
17, personnel classified.
So moved.
Any comments? Roll call.
Mrs. Parks.
Yes.
Mrs. Varney.
Yes.
Mrs. Clark.
Yes.
Mr. Schutte.
Abstain.
Mr. Ober.
Yes. 18, there are no tabled items. Number 19, underneath A, executive session. Need a motion?
So moved. Second.
Roll call.
Mrs. Parks.
Yes.
Mrs. Varney.
Yes.
Mrs. Clark.
Yes.
Mr. Schutte.
Yes.
Mr. Ober.
Yes. Now what's going to happen is we're going to go to the executive session. 6:32.